We're recording again, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Okay, next up on the agenda is item two. That is PR 2020-004098, VAC 2025-00024, which is a request for vacation of easement submitted by Renee Regal and John Stapleton, agents for Gallo Partners LLC, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract A1 Bridge Point, which is Zone PD, and located on Bridge Boulevard Southwest between Bridge and 86th Street, containing approximately 4.54 acres. We have a representative of the applicant team here.
Yes, this is John Stapleton.
Hello, Mr. Stapleton. Please, would you state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, 4173 Crown Eagle Loop Northeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please present the project.
Yeah, so this is a proposed residential subdivision near the intersection of Bridge Boulevard and 86th Boulevard. We've already been to DHO for a preliminary plat. It was deferred because we needed to vacate two easements because we're dedicating about a foot and a half of right of way along 86th Boulevard. And so a sliver of a PUE and a sliver of a public water easement around a meter that were formerly, that would now be within the right of way due to the right of way dedication. We're vacating, those slivers. So I think it's a fairly straightforward request and stand for any questions or concerns.
Thank you. One question, and Ms. Rodenbeck, if you would weigh in on this as well, that is that I just realized that two and three are the same subject property and the same applicants and ownership. Would it be appropriate to hear the two together? I know we have done that in the past with
This is
waivers
Jay
of plat.
Ro This is Jay Rodenbach. You can swear me in if
Yes, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
yes, I do.
Go ahead.
This doesn't really pertain to the contents of the two applications, but yeah, in my opinion, yes, both of these could be heard together. That's fine. Sorry, I didn't jump in earlier about this. Yeah, they could both two and three could be heard together.
Thank you. Mr. Stapleton, any objection to that?
No, sir.
Let's go ahead and do that. Let me just read them out again for the record. So we're going to hear agenda items two and three together. Those are PR 2020-004098, which includes two applications, VAC 2025-00024, the request for vacation of easement, and major plat 2025-00006, which is a request for preliminary plat. Both of those are submitted by Renee Regal, agent for Gallo Partners, and John Stapleton, agent for Gallo Partners. And both pertain to lot tract A1 Bridge Point Zone PD, located on Bridge Boulevard Southwest between Bridge and 86th Street. Hearing those together, Mr. Stapleton, you spoke to the vacation. Would you please speak to the preliminary plat?
Yes, so this preliminary plat was deferred at the last DHO hearing because we needed a vacation request. It's a request to the preliminary plat is a request to subdivide approximately 4.5 acres into 38 residential lots, duplexes. There's a concurrent DFT sign off of an EPC site plan due to the zoning.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Anything else before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have a chance to respond. So, for everyone here, these are agenda items two and three being heard together, requests for a vacation of easement and approval of a preliminary plat along Bridge between 86th and Bridge. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on those items. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda items two and three. Last call for public comment on agenda items two and three. Okay, Mr. Stapleton, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT team members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am, and can you hear me better
Yes, that's
now?
much better. Thank you. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection to the vacations or the proposed plat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is hydrology. Mr. T. Quan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
T. Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp data of 1/27/2025. Hydrology has no objection to the vacations and no objection to the plating action. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramico, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the plat or vacation. One thing I do want to throw out there, and I know it was discussed at DRC when it came in through DRC, was to please add the curb and gutter along bridge to the infrastructure list. It's something I missed before.
Ernest, would you like me to add that to the infrastructure list and recirculate it to DFT staff or add it administratively at DRC?
Jay, do you have a preference on how we would handle these?
Good, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. John, it needs to be added to the infrastructure list, and this is something that we can condition, Ernest. I mean, we've done this in the past with plat, infrastructure list tied to plats. It's something that can be conditioned. If
Sure.
you would, just put it in the chat.
I'll do that right now.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Anything else?
That's it on my part.
Thank you. Mr. Stapleton, did you have any questions about that?
I do not.
Thank you, sir.
And my only comment, Renee just popped into my office and pointed out to me that it's four different easements, all under the same condition, slivers that are now going to be right away. So just a clarification, I said two before, but all four were submitted.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, let's go to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering the code enforcement comments today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can go ahead and relay
Thank
them,
you,
Mr.
sir.
Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the vacation requests or the platting action request. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. That takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. I'm kind of getting a low level on your microphone as well. Would you speak again, please?
Yes, can you hear me now?
There we go. Much better. Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Would you please confirm if the infrastructure list is going to be tied to the preliminary plat or tied to the associated site plan approved by the EPC and currently undergoing review by DFT staff?
So previously, we were going to tie it to the site plan, but at this point, for simplicity, I'd prefer to tie it to this preliminary plat.
Excellent. The preliminary plat was signed. We noticed the preliminary plat was signed by Landmark Land Limited company. However, the Bernalillo County property records confirm the owner is Gallo Partners LLC. Could you please confirm the discrepancy as well as the current owner of the subject property?
Yeah, Gallo is the current owner. They closed on the property after we had obtained a signature, but we can get a newly signed cover sheet by Gallo.
Okay.
Let's see. I see Mr. Rodenbeck with hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. I think we're okay in this case if the current owner of the property was in fact Landmark at the time that this platting application was submitted. I think we're okay in that case. John, I'll tell you what, I think we need to just to solidify that. If you could provide the deed documentation, that's something that would be helpful in this case because of the complicated issue. And just so that if anybody asks that question in the future, it can be confirmed in the application submittal.
Sure. And you mean the documentation showing the previous ownership and the current ownership?
Correct.
We
I'll
can do
put
that.
that into the chat.
Okay.
And Jacob, we have a couple other, well, we have a finding, if you would go over that while I add that to the chat, about the final sign-off needing to be completed.
Yes. Staff recommends the following finding. A final sign-off of the site plan EPC for PR 2020-004098, SI 2024-01284 has been submitted and must be approved and signed off by DFT staff. Per condition number 3 of the site plan EPC, this will need to be completed by October 17th, 2025. And then I will add that in.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Anything else from planning?
No, just a note that it is currently under review.
Okay. And then will there be sort of the generic, non-case specific plat approval conditions as well recommended?
This is Jay Rodenbach. Sometimes we have conditions about sign off project application numbers. Jacob, do we have project and application numbers on this plat?
You'll have to show it here real quick.
You go to the first sheet, Marcelo. That'd be helpful to have on here. We really need that a final plat, but it's good to have that. And I think one that we do need to have on here, Jacob, is having the DHO approval date added to the plat.
We have a blank for the project number and application number, but they're not filled in.
Yeah, if you could, here, I'll add this in, Jacob.
I've got it.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, there it is.
So that's for the infrastructure
Oh,
list.
yeah.
So the plat also probably for Babson as well, for the record. And then we do need to have the DHO approval date on the plat. That needs to be a condition as well. And I'll just add that the preliminary plat is not signed off by DFT staff and the city engineer. That's the final plat, but for the record, it's required to have the DHO approval date. And the project and application numbers are good to have on the plat for the record.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Mr. Rubenbeck. All right. Anything else? Any of the DFT staff? Mr. Stapleton, any questions or comments to close?
No, sir, we just respectfully request conditional approval conditioned upon the adding the project and application numbers, updating the infrastructure list, and providing documentation regarding the ownership.
Thank you, sir. All right, bear with me one second here. What I'll do is I'm going to rule first on agenda item 2 and then on agenda item 3. And Mr. Rodenbeck, just to confirm, I don't see any recommended findings or conditions for agenda item 2. It appears they all apply to agenda item 3. Is that right?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thanks again, everybody, for comments, testimony, submittals. I'm going to rule on agenda item 2, PR 2020-004098, VAC 2025-00024, the request for vacation of easement. And I hereby approve the said vacation of easement because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. Proceeding to agenda item 3, that's PR 2020-004098, Major Plat 2025-0006, which is a request for preliminary plat. Bear with me one second. I hereby approve said item and project and application numbers with the associated vacation. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. the curb and gutter along bridge must be added to the infrastructure list. Second, the project and application numbers as well as the date of DHO approval must be added to the preliminary and final plat. Also, make the following findings, among others, to be included in the notification of decision. That is that documentation confirming ownership of the subject property at the time of submittal and the present must be provided, and that a final sign off of the site plan EPC for PR 2020-004098, SI 2024-01284 has been submitted and must be approved and signed off by DFT staff per condition 3 of the site plan EPC. This will need to be completed by October 17th, 2025. Thank you very much, everybody.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Yes, sir.
So that was a little unclear to me. Regarding that final finding, is the site plan sign off a condition of the preliminary plat approval, or is that simply a finding?
It's simply a finding.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good question.